Shichuf, yeah.
So here was all psyched up Shavuos morning already to, you know, daven, and there's a piyut that many people say for davening, Odel Akel, so they say it in Yeshiva here. So one of the lines in the middle of Odel Akel is, describes how the neshama is like Kamo Shivcha Necharefes. I don't know what in the world the marshal is supposed to be, but I was like so excited that here we've been learning a whole lot about Shivcha Ruf. Okay, anyway, get back to the story. Okay, so what we're talking about, oh yeah, Shivcha. So the Torah says that you can free a Shivcha, or an Ebekanani for that matter, Lola Me'isha. Fine, so that, everyone agrees, so that's not even a question. That's exactly. Shavach Achneb Alach Mar Sinai, Shivcha finished. Somebody told me that they had somebody had a copy of a Shtar Shichur of an Epic Kanani. Somebody had like from like 300-400 years ago. There was no one's been Meshachar Avadim Kanani in a long time. But they had Mamash a copy of a Mamash a real, an authentic Shtar Shichur from the 1600s or something. What?
I think they had like, I think they had recently in the United States, like back under slavery, like Jews actually did that.
So they had a Shtar Shichur, okay. Anyway, yeah, but I don't know where it was from. Okay, good. Anyway, get back to the story. So, Shtar is for sure a method of shichur. Meritory, no question about it. What about kesef? Can you free ever canonize with kesef or not? So many of the Tanoim said yes. Most of the Tanoim said yes. You know why? It's a pasuk in Chumash. The same pasuk by Shivcha Rufa speaks about Havdei lo nifdasa o chufsha lo nitam lo. Havdei lo nifdasa is pidyon. Pidyon always means with kesef. According to most of the Tanoim, the Torah is giving us two models of shichur. Either you can be Meshacher, a Shivcha, or an Eved for that matter, with Hafdel of Dosa, with Pidyon, with Kesef. Oh, Chuvshallah, oh, is it? Oh, means either or, either Kesef or Shashichor, either one is a valid method of being Gemara the Shichor. That's how most of the Tanarim read the Pasuk. And then the Gemara Gittin in Daflam Bates quotes a dissenting view from Rabbi Shimon, quoting from his Rebbe, from Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Shim Rabbi Akiva. Then, no, the Gomer of Kolapasha Kul Lishtar, that Oh, Chuvshallah means that the only way to really, truly be Meshachar and have a Kenanis, if a Kenanis is through Shtar, Lola Me'isha. So what's the meaning of Haftei Lola Fidasa? So Rabbi Shimon explains, Alam D'Shavot, Rabbi Shimon explains that there are really two different parts of an Eved Kenanis. We're going to talk about this hopefully a lot more as the next couple of sigils develop. But there's a Kenyan Mammon in an Eved Kenanis and a Kenyan Isser in an Eved Kenanis. A Kenyan Mammon, that there's a monetary obligation, there's a monetary relationship between the Adon and the Eved. The Eved has to work. It belongs to the Adam. There's a Kenyan Isser, the Eved Kenani. Namely, there are halachas at Eben Ezer, your day Eben Ezer, that emanate from the fact that he has a shame of a gavra called an Eved Kenani. One of the first and foremost halachas of Kenyan Isser is the fact that he can't marry a Bas Yisrael, even though he's to a certain degree Jewish, but he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. There's no condition types, and there's an Isser. I suppose the most to shine him from to marry a Bas Yisrael. Those will emanate from the Kenyan Isser Shabbat. So come to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon and say that when the Torah says v'haftei lo nifdasa, what that means is to be mafkir the Kenyan Mammon tacha kibi darei de kesef, but to be mafkir the Kenyan Isser al chuvshal anitala ora kol apasha kuru l'shtar. Only a shtar can be mafkir the Kenyan Isser Shabbat. That's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon's chiddush. But the other Tanaim disagree. The other Tanaim say no, that a Kenyan kesef can do the whole trick, just as a shtar can be mafkir both the Kenyan Mammon and the Kenyan Isser. So to a kesef given by the Eved Kenani to the Adam, or on somebody else's behalf, on behalf of the Eved Kenani, whatever the details of Shichur de Kesef is, that's a sugya later on in the first parak, according to most of the Tanoim, Kishem Shishtar Gamebo, Kach Kesef Gamebo. So we're going to work with the assumption now that Kesef is Gamebo. So Baruch Hashem, we went to the lab, we came to the conclusion that Kesef is acceptable. Now the question we have to ask ourselves is, what about Chalipin? Can Chalipin be an effective way of freeing an Eved Kenani? Now, all eyes turn to this question, because if the answer to the question is yes, so then we've proven that Chalipin is a part of Kesef. Because if all Kesef is playing a role in this of a Hefner, this is not just game, this is not just mum, this is not just Bava Kamba, Matiba Vasra. This is Gittin, this is Kedushin, this is your Adek, this is Eben Ezra, these are Isurim, the Yisra Deraisa of marrying a Shivcha, the Din with the Kedushin of Tosim Veshivcha, these are Dinim of Yisra Veheter, and they're going to change based on a Kenyan Kesef. And now we're raising the question, will Chalipin affect the same changes or not? What we're asking is, on a fundamentally studied level, is Chalipin a Din Kesef or not? So is Chalipin a fulfillment of the Pasuk Kosh v'haftei lo nifdasa? When the Rebbe Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu v'haftei lo nifdasa, which according to most Hanoi mean Kesef, a Kinyan Kesef does the entire trick, how come you call by Nebuchadnezzar? What was included in that parashah? Haftel of Dasa, is Chalipit included in that phrase in the Torah or not? Ian Lum, this is Chalip Mitam Kesef. So that's a really, really good test case. Whatever the answer to that question is going to be. So what is the answer to that question? So comes Tosus in Maseches Gittin, and Tosus writes, it's a dover poshut out to them that an Eved Kenani can go free with Chalipin. I have no problem an Eved Kenani going free with Chalipin. And Tosus tells you why. Tosus gives you the lumdus why. Mishum de Chalipin domo le kasef. Tosus says a black and white and get the Neflam and Tesla base. Conceptually, why is it true? Because Chalipin is domo le kasef. V'chol heicha de kasef kani, Chalipin nami kani. And wherever kasef works, Chalipin is going to work as well. Tosus is really on a roll on this one. Chalipin is mitam kasef. Lavar miyisha, with the exception of kedushin, chalilas is Tosus. Don't forget the Elohim says kedushin af gimel. Don't make the terrible mistake to think yisha nicknames be kasef and therefore nicknames be chalipin. Why is that? Zav Tosus mishum the epochet shem apruta lemikin enav shekedav reish kedushin. Because that's the exception. Kedushin is the exception to the rule. Because yisha epochet shem apruta lemikin enav shekedav. And therefore, don't ask any kashas from Kedushin. But except for Kedushin of Gimel, except for Mesechus Kedushin, in Kol HaTerekula Zekteisvus, Chalipin is Mitam Kesef, and therefore it's going to work for Ishtar Shechur. That's Tosfos formulation in getting that from the test of the days. When you're reading this Tosfos, who here read this Tosfos in getting that from the test? Who here read this Tosfos and at the same time had the Tosfos in getting that in Kedushin of Gimel in front of you? What do you think about these two Tosfos? I think they're written by the same pen. The Tosfos in Gittin is diametrically opposed to Rabbeinu Tam and Kedushin of Gimel. Rabbeinu Tam and Kedushin of Gimel was the last person under the sun to ever make such a statement that if the rule, Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. And the only reason why it doesn't work for Kedushin is a quirk. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the exact, and this is what the Gemara says. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara's Hava Mina at the beginning of the Sugya was Chalip Mitam Kesef, which changed radically. And it's not a quirk, it's something which is fundamental, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, at the end of the day, this is what carries the day. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is the only equation that carries the day. So there's no way under the sun that you can resolve our Tosfos with the Tosfos Maseches Gittin. Tosfos Gittin is talking a different language than Tosfos is talking in Kedushin of Gimel. What language are they talking? What are they saying? What do you think they're saying? Maybe they're saying Sefer Yosher style. Maybe they're almost falling back like Rashi, maybe. That maybe there's Gnaihu law or something, and maybe that Sefer doesn't apply by Eved. That's what the Rashba says in Gittin Daf Lamed Tes. But one thing I know for a fact, they're not saying what they said in Kedushin of Gimel. What prompted Tosfos to say this? What forced that? Why did Tosfos believe with such certainty that this is in fact the case? That Chalipin works for Ishtar Shechur? So I know conceptually why Tosfos said it. And they had their eyes to Kedushin of Gimel in a sense to prove it. So I know conceptually why they said it, but I want to know textually. I want to know what Gemara's prompted Tosfos to say it. So Tosfos highlights two sugyas that prompted them to say it. We have to see what the other Rishonim had to say about those two sugyas. Whether those two sugyas are really good raya's or not. So again, it's a very short part of the Tosfos in Gittin. But Tosfos brings you raya. The sign you behead you for a common to Kedushin, do you have a Kenani nikna bechalipin? Can't argue with that. Tosfos quotes the Gemara condition of Chabezim and Beis. It says Pemole that if you want to buy an Eved Kenani, you can buy an Eved Kenani through what mechanism? How do you buy an Eved Kenani? So usually through the Kesef Shtar Chazaka, like Karka, and then the Gemara Yet Tana of you can be kind an Eved Kenani through what? Through Chalipin also. That's the Beferish Gemara. Can't argue with that. So Zok Tosfos. Well, if you can buy an Eved Kenani with Chalipin, how does that work? How did Chazal figure that? How did Chazal know you can buy an Eved Kenani through Chalipin? It must be the only three kinyanim that we have recognized for kinyan of a kinyani, not the freedom, okay, to purchase them a kinyani, avad hukshul karkos. So what are the three kinyanim from karka? This kesef, shtar, chazaka. So the Gemara is saying, vis-a-vis kinyan of a kinyani, that in effect, chalipin equals kesef. Well, chalipin equals kesef, lagabi kinyan of a kinyani, so who are the nami, lagabi shichra of a kinyani, that chalipin equals kesef. This is Tysus' assumption. One, three, four words, Tysus just said this. What do you think about that, Raya? Again, you can't argue with the facts. The Nebuchadnezzar can be nicknamed the Chalipin. But is Tysus' extrapolation, therefore you can be Meshachar and Chalipin, correct or not? What do you think about that? That's a good Raya? Anyone saw any Rishon who questions that Raya? I mean, I know who has to argue with that Raya. Who? Which Rishon cannot accept that Raya? Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam in Kedushin of Gimel can't accept that, because there's no way under the sun Rabbeinu Tam could say that you can be Meshach and never be Chalipin, and that's off the charts according to Rabbeinu Tam. So we know that Tyson Kedushin disagrees with Tyson Gittin, so how would Tyson Kedushin address that Raya? So put the Ramban on, right? Put the Ramban on Maseches Gittin. So come to Ramban and says, the fourth of Rabbi Kremis, says Rabbeinu Chananel, there's no way in the world that Chalipin is going to work to free an Eved Kenani. You need either Shtach Shechru or Kesef. Umefurish b'kedushin she'eved nikne b'chalipin ke'inyan mekech u'memker v'yafa b'chein eina kaina atzah b'chalipin al tzuchel dam get cheirus. I can't do Rabbeinu Chananel. What do you think about that? What do you think Rabbeinu Chananel just said? The Chananel is addressing, the Ramban Rabbeinu Chananel are addressing head-on this Raya of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam's following in their coattails. Again, to head-on with this Raya, what are they saying? Tosfos and Gittin made an assumption. Tosfos and Gittin assume that if it works to be Kaina, then the only way to explain that it works to be Kaina is to say that it's B'tam Kesef. And if it works to be kind of mitam kesef, then it's got to be able to be yaitzeh, got to be meshach mitam kesef as well. That was the premise of Taisa Maseches Gittin. What nekuda is there Rabbeinu Chananel of the Ramban by definition Rabbeinu Tam arguing with? The other Rishonim would say, the fact that it's being kind of mechalipin, where do you see in there the chalipin is mitam kesef? How do you know that the chalipin is mitam kesef? What's Rabbeinu Chananel saying, Rabbi Yisai? We know for a fact it can be cutting of a kinyani b'chalipin. That's a given. That's a gemara. What conclusion do we draw? We need some guys to wake up a little bit. Come on. We know for a fact it can be cutting a kinyani nikne b'chalipin. Can't argue with that. Very sure gemara. So Tosfos and Gittin drew the conclusion. It must be the chalipin is mitam kesef, and therefore they went flying with this who are dinami l'shachar. Rabbeinu Chananel, Ramban, by definition Rabbeinu Tam, obviously learn differently. What did they learn? Chalipin is not mitam kesef. It never was mitam kesef. Who says you need kesef to be kainan, never kainani? Who says? Who says? The pasuk says. Avad hukshul karkos. The only mechanism we have to buy avadim is kinyanei karka. So it has to fit into one of the three categories, kesef, shtar, chazaka. To which the other Rishonim say, no, that's not true. Those are not the only mechanisms to buy Nebuchadnezzar. There's another mechanism to buy Nebuchadnezzar. What is that? What's the other mechanism to buy, to purchase a Nebuchadnezzar? What? Chalipin. How do you know? Where does it say it? No. Where does it say it in the Holy Scriptures? Where does it say it? It says Megillas Rus. V'zois tefanim b'yisrael ha'geula v'alatmur l'kayim kol davar. You can count anything. Anything and everything. You can buy a bag of potatoes, you can buy a car, you can buy a house, you can buy a field, you can buy a Nebuchadnezzar. Everything and anything under the sun, you can buy with the Kinyan Chalipin. It's the universal Kinyan. So says Rabbeinu Chananel, the fact that you can purchase a Nebuchadnezzar with Chalipin, that's me, din mekech u'memker. It's no different than potatoes and cars and real estate. But when you want to be Meshachar Nebuchadnezzar, so then you don't go derech Kinyanim. You can't be Meshachar Neved Kenani with Chazaka. According to Meshivan Rabbi Akiva, you can't even be Meshachar Neved Kenani with Kesef. You want to be Meshachar Neved Kenani? It's a different halacha. That's a din shichur. So ein luchal amasha kasev b'teira. The method of shichur of a kinyan is not a kinyan of mekachem memker. It's a vice of shichur. It's a matir b'vas Yisrael. It's to create the status of ben chayrin. It's a different parsha. What are the only mechanisms that are available to you? Shtar for sure, and according to most tanoim, kesef as well. Zokter ben chanan, zokter man, zokter ben tam, kesef yeh. Of a chalipin name. Why? Because chalipin is, according to Ben Tam, chalipin is ma, is not mitam kesef. So it comes out, what conclusion do we draw from the fact that Rav Kanai is victim of chalipin? So he doesn't get to the conclusion chalipin must be kesef, to which the other Bisharim said, no, ma pitam. Derech mekachum memker, i.e., Megillus Rus. But it's a far cry to say that Shichur is going to work with chalipin. The Gemara Kedusha is not a right. Do we have any other rights? What other raya did Tosis bring? What other Gemara prompted Tosis in Masechet getting to believe that Chalipin could free another Kanani? We need a little bit of a... What? Gemara Gittin. Wild Gemara Masechet Gittin. Listen to this one. Wild Gemara Gittin. Hay Amza Davi Marish Chiv Mira. He had the Shivka Kananis that her master was dying. He was on his deathbed. Asya Bachik Imam. She was like dramatic. It was like a soap opera. Asya Bachik Kamei. She's crying in front of him. Amrulay, at Amos to Shtabit Vitezel Hayamsa. How long should I remain a Shivak Kainis? If you don't free me now, I'm going to be stuck. You know, your son's never going to want to free me. Do me a favor. So, guys, last breath. Shoko Kumse, he takes his hat, Shadaba, and he hands it over to her. Amrulay, Zil Kani Hay, Vikari Nafsheikh. I'm giving you my hat, and by you being kind of my hat, you should be kind of yourself. The drama is unfolding. The curtain comes down. Mitzmaso is chazal shemayim. Everyone, mamish, beautiful end of a scene. And now we get into the nitty gritty. Us the coming to Rav Nachman. Not Rav Nachman. You know, the chassidish side of the story is over. Now I get to the mesnagdish side. Let's tachlis. What just happened here? Did we see anything happen here or not? It came to Rav Nachman. Amalulu asavim. Rav Nachman Kapaskin, that what happened here was bupkis. It was moving, very, very stirring emotionally. They got us, everyone crying, but apidini mominus, absolutely nothing happened. Why? Why did Rav Nachman laugh at this whole story? So man bechaza, so some people who saw the psak of Rav Nachman, sav mishum dalakar bishim, they thought that the reason why Rav Nachman machtavek the shichur, and said it was not a shichur, is because it must be that Rav Nachman is possibly Rabbi Shimon. Remember the time we mentioned before, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva hold that even kesef doesn't work. So if this was presumably some kind of an act of kesef, that's apparently what those who are looking at the Pesach of Nachman thought, this must be kesef taking place. After all, there's some kind of money transferring, shav kesef, kesef is a half being given. So it must be that we pass it like Rabbi Shimon. I think it says, v'lohi, no, that was an incorrect evaluation of the story. Rabbi Shimon, davali kelev shav maknah. The reason why this didn't work is because it was using the wrong hat. If she would have given him a hat, if she would have given him a scarf, she would have given him a watch or something, then a taka would have worked. Because we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. The only reason why it didn't work is because the wrong person gave. He was the machmir, not the kain, and he was the wrong person to give the kli. Ad kan divrei Gemara. It's very common when people see a psach that's given, so they don't understand the depths of the psach, so they draw all kinds of incorrect conclusions. That's exactly what happened here. So a lot of big swathes of Rav Nachman, they didn't know what he was talking about. So they drew incorrect conclusions that we follow Rabbi Shimon. It's not true. It was a different reason. So comes Taisi to Masechet Gittin and says, it is clear from the shadow of a doubt that the only reason why ultimately Rav Nachman disqualified this act of Shichur is because the kidding Chalip was done incorrectly, because the din is it's Kelo Shel Koine, not Kelo Shel Machne. When they make a kiddush chalipin, the kohen has to give the kli, not vice versa. And they goofed in the story. But if not for the fact that they goofed in the story and the technicality as to who gave the kli, what would the din have been? There's no question that what? The chalipin works. So Tosfos says this bolsters our argument. This is a raya brewer for us. The chalipin is a good mechanism for shichur, which of course is part of our whole theory. Tosfos and Gittin speaking to you. Kenzer Ben Etam. The Chalit Nistaka Mitam Kesef. So Tosfos, this was Tosfos' second raya to support their theory. The Chalit is Mitam Kesef. Therefore, Chalipin works for Shichur and Nevi Kenani. Raya number one was the braisa that you can be Kenani and Nevi Kenani by Chalipin. Raya number two is the whole Ishtalshus at the bottom of this story, that they only disqualified the story on pure technical grounds. Otherwise, Chalipin would have been valid. Ad kan Deviat Tosfos. Well, the Gemara does talk about Caleb Shekhanah versus Caleb Shalmatna. Those are flash words for Chalipin, the Gemara Metziah. So Taisus is right, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. You're learning the complicated Gemara like the Ramban. Let me get to you in a minute.
Yeah. The first one was saying it works because Shekhar has an extra level of King Esther, or just it's not a King.
Wait, who?
On the board of the Mosque. We're saying
that was last for you.
No.
That was the first raya. We're in the second.
Yeah, I was saying the first raya. I was saying it doesn't work because the shikhar has an extra level of kin yester. So even though there's a chalipin's kesef, you still need another thing.
No. The Rabbeinu Chanan, the Ramban, was saying that chalipin is not kesef. It never was kesef. It happens to work independently to buy it Nevi Kenani, because for it to buy Nevi Kenani, all you need is a ma'aseh mechamemka. Whereas the free Nevi Kenani, you have to have a din kesef, and a din kesef is takanat. So this raya sounds very, very convincing. Very hard to be deicha this raya. How would you be deicha this raya? How would you even think you'd be deicha this raya? Tachalipin. What is it? That's the complicated way to be deicha this raya. So comes the Ramban and says, I'll tell you how to be deicha this raya. It's a throwback to what we said before. Every Eved Kenani has two parts to him, remember? There's a kidin wa and a kidin wa. There's a kidin mom and a kidin iser. Right? That idea was already expressed to us, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbanan, right? We're trying to figure out how in the world do you for kinani. So we have to be mafkia the kinyan iser shabbat. It's not enough just to free the kidin mom and shabbat. Kidin mom and shabbat is a cinch. Kidin kesef is going to work for that. We have to be mafkia the kidin iser shabbat. So comes the Ramban and suggests the following. This machlokes that we're having between us and Rabbi Natam and the Taizim Maseches Gittin, whether you can be Meshachar and have a Kenani with Chalipin or not, that Machlekes is which part of the Kenyan you want to be Mafkia. That's only vis-a-vis what? This Machlekes. Can I be Mafkia Kenyan X with Chalipin? Is that the Kenyan Mamun or the Kenyan Yisr? Which one? Who votes Kenyan Mamun? Who votes Kenyan Yisr? This Machlekes is only vis-a-vis the Kenyan Yisr Shabbat. Why? Because we're trying to see, do we fulfill the Gzeiras HaKas of Haftil and Nefdasa? Haftil and Nefdasa is the mechanism of being Mafkia the Kenyan Yisr. So we want to know, that's Pidyon, and that's Kesef, and we want to know, is Chalipin yeah and Chalipin no? That's the question. Can Chalipin be Mafkia Kenyan Mamon? What do you think about that? Is this relevant to this discussion? Can Chalipin affect the Kenyan Mamon? What's the answer? Come on, guys, come on, we need a little bit of a live here. Let's go. Can Chalipin affect the Kenyan Mamon? What's the answer? Of course it can. How do you know? Give me a raya. How do you know Chalipin can affect the Kenyan Mamon? Felicia himself, like, how do you know? Come on, Buster. Rus, the Gilus Rus, the Kain Kodama. Chalipin can buy potatoes, it can buy cars, it can buy real estate, it can buy avadim. Remember, even the Ramban said it can buy avadim. And it can even free avadim. Not really, not truly, but it could free vis-a-vis the Kenyan Mamon, Shibahem. Once you undergo a kidin chalipin with an eved, you can't make that eved work for you anymore. Whether the eved is meshukr latib of as Yisrael is still subject to debate. But once you free the kidin mamon, so the eved's not acting as an eved. He may still halachli be an eved in eved ha'ezer, but he's not an eved in cheshem mishpat anymore. So you have to always know what area of shulchan aruch are we learning. Are we learning eved ha'ezer? Are we learning cheshem mishpat? So come to Ramban and says, there's no question under the sun that you could be mafkia kinyan mamon with chalipin. That's a no-brainer. Of course you can. So comes the Ramban and says, that's what the Gemara was discussing. The Gemara was not even discussing whether in Evan Ezra she's a shivchanat. Of course she's a shivchan Evan Ezra. You know why? Why she, no matter what, no matter, even if they would have given the hat in the right direction, she still would have been a shivchan Evan Ezra. You know why? Why? Tell me why. Why would she still have been a shivchan Evan Ezra? Why would she still be Asura Lava Bikal? Why? Even if Chalipin was done Mahadrim and Mahadrim, she still would have been a Shivcha. Why? Because Chalipin can't touch a Kenyan Yisr. Why is up there Ramban? Because Chalipin is what? It's not a what? It ain't a Shtar and it ain't Kesef. There are only two things that can touch a Kenyan Yisr for an Evi Kenani. In Kesef or Shem Shtar, chalitah is nishkin kesef, nishkin shtar. The whole shach matar in the Gemara was only vis-a-vis the kinyan mam shabai, to which the Gemara says that's taka possibility. That taka could be too. And lo yitzuya that they would have done it properly. Somebody would have bothered learning the Gemara about Metziah in the fourth paragraph about how to do a kinyan chalitah. If someone would have had asked the shayla properly instead of just taking off the wrong hat, so they could have affected a half course kinyan mamun. And guess what? Would this lady have been happy? She would have been thrilled. What was her, what was she crushing about? What did she not want to do? She didn't want to work anymore. Did she, was she looking for a shidduch? You don't get the impression she was walking around with a resume. You don't get it. Maybe she was 95 years old. Maybe she wasn't wanting to get married anymore. Maybe she was happy living with him in Kenaini. I don't know what her shidduch prospects were. I had enough problems with everybody else. She should have thought, I know what this lady wanted. So comes Ramban and says, the whole shakhtar in the Gemara was only vis-a-vis the kinyan mamun. So that's what the Gemara picked on. That's what the Gemara chepped on and say, you fools, you did the kinyan chalip in the wrong way. Imtim tzalom, you would have done it right. That would have worked through of kiel the kinyan mamun. Does that impact upon whether chalipin can be used to free another kinyani truly, really, truly, in terms of being mafkir the kinyan iser? Mafritom. That doesn't impact at all, because the free and have a kinyani, the kinyan iser, you need either kesef or shtar. The chalip does not mitam kesef. This is the Ramban. Who saw this Ramban? Who understood this Ramban? Everyone follow this Ramban? This is a Gavali. This is a Ramban. You're side of a Ramban over here. The Ramban said all of that in one line. Because you gave the wrong kli, you did it in the wrong direction, it doesn't even work to be mafkiyah the kinyan mamun. If it would have been done right, she would have been yotze b'dei shibud. She still would have required to get cheiros, a shtar shichur, because you have to be mafkiyah the kinyan mamun. Zoi Ramban, the Gevaldik Ramban. Then the Ramban says, in this case you don't like that answer, I'll give you another beer in this Gemara. One thing says the Ramban, don't conclude this Gemara like Tosfos did. That was the wrong conclusion. I'll give you another fancy beer. And this already has been suggested in this year. What was the other possible way of reading the Gemara? We missed the boat of this Gemara. We mamish couldn't have read the Gemara more incorrectly. We erroneously thought, says the Ramban, you erroneously thought, you Tosfos and Gittin led us down the wrong path. You thought that this Gemara is talking about a kinyan what? Kinyan chalipin. Why? What made you believe it's kinyan chalipin? Because some Rebbe told you that it says Kelev Shal Koina, Kelev Shal Makta, so I pulled the wool over your eyes, thought it's a Kinyan Chalipin. Makta Chalipin is up to Ramban. It's a Kinyan Kesef. The whole discussion of the Gemara was Kinyan Kesef. That was all there is right no more. It was a Kinyan Kesef. It was a plain and simple Shavu Kesef, Kesef, finished. So what did the Gemara say? It should have worked. So why did Rav Nachman say it doesn't work? So some people erroneously thought that Rav Nachman was pasuk Rav Shimon Veloyi. No. Rav Nachman didn't mean to say Kesef doesn't work. Nobody holds like Rav Shimon. He was an Asiyach Rav Shimon. So hey, look at Tana Rav Shimon. We could dance by his kever may roam, but we don't pasuk like him. Veloyi. We don't follow Rav Shimon. The reason why this wasn't good is because this wasn't done properly. Kinyan Chalip? Mandoch HaShemei. We never heard of Chalip. Man v'loyhi, why is it no good? Because they did it the wrong way. Instead of the koine giving the machta gave the koine. The fool, why did the adam give this hat to the shivcha? She should have given something to the adam, and that would have been a perfectly acceptable kinyan. What's the next word according to the Ramban? Kinyan kesef. What's for kinyan chalip? Kinyan chalip is lavka kesef. Everybody knows it doesn't work. That's how the Ramban was grabbing the Gemara. Well, kafal v'kipshat. What's the problem with this pshat? What's the problem with this pshat? Such a profound problem with this pshat in the Gemara. Everyone sees how the Ramban is totally different from what he said before. Totally different from Tosfos. Tosfos getting brought a riot from here, the chalipin works. The first day in the Ramban says chalipin works a little bit for kinyan mamun. And the third pshat in the Ramban, the third pshat being suggested by the Ramban, is that we're talking the wrong language. We're learning kesef, not chalipin. What's wrong with this pshat textually, Rabbi? What's wrong with this pshat?
She's fully, that she be allowed to get married
to. What?
This kesef that she's fully free. It's not just.
No, that's what the Gemara said. But if it would have been, then she would have been free. But they did it wrong. So those are technicalities. How do you ever pull off a kinyan kesef for another kinyan? That's in the end of the first part of the edition. What's the problem? Kesef shekoyin. That means if it would have been the hat. The Gemara should have yet had a kesef shokona. What was the hat? So the Gemara says, Caleb. The Gemara thought that you didn't have a learned before. The Gemara didn't think you were going to be misled down the route of Chalipin. You're smarter than Chazal. What's the problem with the sugya? I'll tell you what the problem is. There are two nincompoops in the sugya. Who are the two nincompoops? Who are the two? Who are the two? The other in the shivcha. What are they, off the rocker? Imagine, I go into a store, I want to buy a bag of potatoes. So they say to me, the price for the bag of potatoes, how much do the potatoes go for? $2. $2 a bag of potatoes, okay? So I say, great. How do I buy these potatoes? I ask the store owner. He says, well, when you give money, that's how we do things in America, you give money, so you buy a bag of potatoes. I say, great, wonderful. Okay, I'm going to buy the bag of potatoes, and you give me the $2. I say to the store, please give me the $2 for the bag of potatoes. So the store owner says to me, no. You give the $2 to me, and then I the potatoes. I say, what's the difference? Kesef, it's a din kesef, it's a ma'aseh kinyan, it's not piron, it's the taz, the sma. What's the difference? Those are them, the sheet is a kesef, ma'achpatli. So where did they put me? They're loony bin. So they were loony tunes here. He's a loony tune, she's a loony tune. You don't get the impression of the Gemara that they were crazy. If you hope shot like Tesis, or your hope shot like the first day in the Ramban, that this was really Kiddush Halipa taking place. If I ask most people, when you make Kiddush Halipa, who gives the kli? Kona or Machna? Who says Kona? Who says Machna? Machlekes in the Gemara, Rav and Levi. We have the Paskin Kelshav Kona. Okay, but Levi was a pretty big person. He thought, so you know what? This Adon wasn't so, maybe it was a Talmud of Levi. Maybe the story took place in Levi's yeshiva. I don't know. So the fact that there was a little bit of a, they made a little bit of a mistake, and they were trying to pull off a Kiddush Halipa, and they did it wrong. You know, what do you want for the poor guy? The guy's half dead. You know, he's on the way out. She's a 95-year-old shivcha. You know, I mean, come on. So they learned about mitzvah when they were younger, but it's been these 7 years and stuff. You learned about mitzvah. They don't remember the din is. So you can't hold it up. But to say this was kesef, and the machna is giving to kesef, they're off the rocker. That's the Ramban's kasha. Ramban's kasha on himself. So the Ramban comes up with a very creative solution. He says, true, they haven't learned about Metzia in a long time, but they did learn Maseches Kedushin recently. Adon and Shivcha. What great sugya did they learn Maseches Kedushin that led to this tragic mistake of giving the hat in the wrong direction? A sugya later on, Dav Zayin, in Maseches Kedushin. Hopefully we'll get to the sugya. We'll spend a lot of time on this sugya. He says the following, and please don't misquote me on this one. If you walk out of Shir in the next 2 minutes and you think that you understood what I said, so you didn't understand it. But I'll tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara said you could have a case where, listen to this one, the couple standing under the chuppah, and she gives him a ring. And she's Mekudesh from the Raisa. It's Gevaldik. Forget two ring ceremony. This is one ring ceremony going the wrong direction. The Gemara says Mekudesh, Mazel Tov. He gave her a ring. What? Don't leave now. What are you talking about? How could it be? How are you talking? So listen to this, the Gemara says. It's Yitochin Loimar that you can have a Kedushin that she gives him the ring under the following circumstances. The ring is not the mechanism of Kedushin. If he's a really, really chashev guy, she's not so chashev, she's really chashev. And they're standing under the chuppah together, and he says, okay, without the Kaddish you, I'm going to give you a ring. And she says, no, I don't want your rings. So he says, so what can I give you, my dear Kala? What can I give you that'll be worth you a Shavapruta? So he says, I don't need your ring, but you know what I do need? I need that unbelievable joy, that nachas ruach, to be able to walk around and tell all my friends that you, the most important person in the entire world, accepted my gift. When I walked down the chuppah, I walked back to the yichud room, and everyone else is showing their fingers with the wedding ring, I'm going to put up a big sign that says, Mr. Superman accepted my ring for me. Wow, how happy I am. How lucky I am. The envy of everybody in this wedding hall. And she says to me, she says, I would pay anything for that hanah. So the Mishnah Kedusha is listening to this whole story. He says, you'd pay anything for that hanah? Would you pay a pruta for that hanah? I would pay a pruta for that hanah. So listen to the hareya. She says to hareya, Mikudesh is leaving. He doesn't say b'tabazu. Why? Because he's not giving her a ring. She's giving him a ring, but that's not kedushin. What does he say? B'hanos kabolas tabazze ani Superman from you low life kedas meish of Yisrael, and that's kedushin mideraisa. She's a neishis ish geraisa. Chayev a chenek for neishis ish. As I state in the Gemara, kedushin of that. I kiyikach. He has to give her. What's the answer? He's giving her. He's giving her hano. The tabas is not the kedusha. The tabas is the mechanism to create that hano. Very shigmund of Zion. So that's what these people were all mixed up about. They were all confused because they remembered this guy. He's a shchimer. He can't hold him responsible. He's half dead. But he remembers learning last time that Yoimi to some kind of a gemara about how you can pull off a kinyan kesef when the kesef goes the wrong way. So he remembers that sometimes you can walk into a store. I want to buy the potatoes from you. So I say to the owner, how much are the potatoes? He said, they're $2. I say, you know what? I don't want to give you money for the potatoes. I want you to give me the money. So the store owner says, no, that doesn't make any sense. He says, no, it does. Because I'm great. And you can now go ahead and tell everybody that I received your $2. And the guy says, well, that's phenomenal. That's worth a pruta to me. Let's do it. And that works. That's a kid in kesef. I mean, if the kesef works with the power. So comes the Ramban and says, that's what's going on in this Gemara. Says the Ramban, "V'acha b'teres kniya gemura shadla b'teres domim." Amatov bezu she'amru helach manu v'skadosh yilach v'chenin imamim. But leis el biadam choshev. V'haya not to come a kabel matonim inay. Says the Ramban, they goof because he wasn't such an adam choshev. She wasn't such an adam choshev. No one's so choshev over here. There was no real hano over here. The whole thing was a sham. The whole thing was a mistake. So what the Ramban accomplished in order to salvage the second shot of his, he had to make the Adon and the Shivcha not into total morons, only 50% morons. They goofed. They didn't really learn the sugya properly, but they did remember something from the youth about potentially you could have a Kenyan Kasef going the wrong direction. So now the Ramban's bothered, according to the second shot, that we just take it out of the realm of Chalip into the realm of Kasef. I had the Lashon HaGemara, so shver. When the Gemara says Kelev Shemachne, don't make that silly mistake to think, oh, Kelev Shemachne, that's a code phrase for Bav Metzia for Chalipin. It just meant Mamayna Shemachne. The Lishna Biyama Nakat, Mishum de Kliuk Amma Kelev, Lo Balame Mishum de Havle Kaspo Shemachne. What the Gemara really meant to say is this Kaspo Shemachne. The Gemara never really meant to say Kelev Shemachne. That was just almost like a slip a little bit. It was just a Lishna Bialma because that, it was a Kli and it was Shemachne, so the Gemara called it Kelev Shemachne. But don't make the mistake to jump Kelev Shemachne. Oh, that's like a code phrase, an alarm, to kill looking above Mitzi in the Sugin Kli. So we have three Mahalchim in the Rishonim how to read this very, very cryptic Gemara. So we know for a fact that this woman did not end up being Meshuchah. With all the lumdas and all the dust settles of Nachas Pesach stands, she was not Meshuchah. And the question is, she was not Meshuchah on purely technical grounds that it was done the wrong way, but vice versa, if not for the technicality, it would have worked. It would have worked because what? So according to the first shot in Tosfos and Gitlof Lamites, it would have worked as a regular Shichrah Lahatir, the Kinyan Nisa Shabbat, Lafkir the Kinyan Nisa Shabbat, proving to us beyond the shadow of a doubt that Chalip Kesef, that's Tyson get to learn the Gemara. The Ramban number one learned the Gemara, right? It was Bitam Chalipin, but it's only to Mafkir the Kinyan Mom, not that it touched the Kinyan Yisra. Kinyan Yisra you can't touch without a Kinyan Kesef, and Chalip does not Bitam Kesef. And the third shot in the Sugya, the second shot in the Ramban, is that we got the whole thing wrong. It's not even Chalip, we're learning the wrong Sugya, it's really Kesef. Either total imbeciles, no, not total, only half imbeciles. Adkan. So when all the dust settles with Isai, we have three factors that are all churning together in this discussion of the Shichra work for a Nevekanani. We had the Sugya in Kedusha Rabbeis that Shichra does work to buy a Nevekanani. Taisa saw something in that Sugya that Adi Rishon Rabban and Rechalal didn't see. We have this Gemara that Taisa saw in the Sugya that the Ramban didn't see. And we ultimately, it all boils down to this whole discussion, how to read Git and Daf Lamites, is really just the corollary to which sugya. Depending on how you're going to read, which sugya is going to impact how you're going to read Git and Daf Lamites, how you read Kedushin of Gimel. If you read Kedushin of Gimel, like Taisa's called to name Rabbi Natam, in our sugya, that when all the dust settles, Kalit is Nami Tam Kesef, then you have to learn that Gemara like Ramban, one of the two Rabbans. If you're willing to learn Kedushin of Gimel, like Rashi, or like Sefer Yosha, or other Rishonim, that the Gemara never really concludes Chalip Din Lamitam Kesef, and you're still open for possibilities Chalip Din Yasmitam Kesef, then you're free to learn the Gemara like Tyson Gittin. So these two sugyas are mamish parallel sugyas. You cannot learn Kedushin of Gimel without learning Gittin of Kamites and vice versa. Okay? You want to understand how these two sugyas are mamish linked together. These two sugyas are mamish connected one to another. So by saying, so we finished the Rayas, whether Yemitam Kesef, Nomitam Kesef, but now we have to get to the heart and soul of the sugya. assuming you never learned Git enough Lamedas, you never learned Kedushin of Gimel, I would just wake you up one day and say to you, so tell me, does the kid need Kesef Amal B'Torah? How many places do you know that Kesef appears in the Chumash? How many different things can you buy, can you use for Kedin Kesef? Give me a list. Who's going to tell me? Give me five different things you can use Kedin Kesef for. Isha, Begum Teyes, according to one Amor, that Vatermos, Kernis Bermetalin, Karka, what kind of an Evid? Evid Kanani, what other kind of an Evid? Vidivri. Kesef is a pretty, pretty good Kidnit, right? So we have well-documented dinim deraisa that depend on kidney kesef. We also have chalipin. What can you use chalipin for? Well, karka, betalklin, we know that for a fact. To buy another kinani, we know that for a fact. Have it ivory? We don't know that yet. Okay, maybe to be determined later on. To be mishachin of a kinani? Not so sure. To be kinanisha? Forget it. But we have two well-documented kinyonim. And now we're asking Me'atzmeinu, when Akadeshi presents us these two different parashas, are these parashas really linked to one another? Is Chalipin ultimately a subset of Kesef or not? Is it ultimately a subcategory? Is it ultimately really a first cousin of Kesef, or is it really a different kingdom altogether? What leads us to believe that it's the same? What leads us to believe that it's different? I mean, they both involve some kind of an item being given that seems to be pointing in the same direction. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Arsugya, well, they part ways because one's a pruta, one's not a pruta. It's hard to tell exactly. Are they mitam kesef or not? No raya stigma. Kedushin can go either way. Kitten daf lametes can go either way. So conceptually, how would you tackle this challenge? What do you think? Forget about what I told you. Forget about what the Rishonim said. Forget about what the Gemara said. What do you think? You think chalit is mitam kesef or not? How would you even begin to address that question? If you want to know what the A equals B, so come on, I say you should know this already. You have to know what A is, you have to know what B is. If you don't know what A is, you don't know what B is, how are you going to make an accurate assessment when the A equals B? If you have no idea what A is really all about, what's the heart and soul of A, what's the heart and soul of B? So what is the heart and soul of A? What is the heart and soul of B? Who's going to tell me a little bit? What's the heart and soul of A, of Kesef? Yeah. What's the engine? What makes Kidney Kesef tick? Hasn't been that long since before the Sman Taz, approximately. Wasn't it yesterday? Sman Taz. So the Sma tells us that fundamentally Kinyan Kesef is Kinyan Piron, Kinyan Shafius. I go to the store and I want to know, buy a bag of potatoes, it's worth $2. Yes, $2. Sean, I gave you the value of the potatoes. The house is worth $1 million, they gave you a pruta. Yeah, but I really did give you $1 million, they should let me the money back. But it's basically Kesef Shafius. That's the Sma's reading of Kinyan Kesef. According to the Taz, what is it? Maisa Kinyan. It's a symbolic gesture. It's not fundamentally different in that sense of a shtar. Shtar is not shavis. I buy a house for $1 million, I write you a document on it, and the mocha writes a document on it. That's not the value. You're going to pay me $1 million, it's not going to subtract the value of the piece of paper. You're going to pay me $1 million. Piece of paper is a symbolic gesture. So everybody say, what is Chalipin? Is Chalipin shavis? Was Chalipin a symbolic gesture? What's the answer? It's clearly a symbolic gesture. Proof positive, what? It's less than a shabruta. You probably get it back. Right? According to a simple reading of the Gemara, you can't even grab, even if the Makom wants to grab, you probably can't even do that. Toughest with Kidamine, probably. So there's no way a Chalipin is anything but symbolic gesture. Whereas Kesef is Shavius. Now, who remembers what great Sefer highlighted that very Nakuda as to the difference between the two, and therefore, what can we do all of yesterday? What did the Avinu, what was the whole thrust of the Avinuim when the Taisus read? That we would love to transform A into B, but we can't because they're so radically different from another. We like the Chiddush Aran of transforming Kinyan, turning hocus pocus one Kinyan into another Kinyan. We have no qualms doing that unless the two Kinyan are so radically different from one another, which is how the Abdul Mum explained why sometimes Chalipin may be one and sometimes Chalipin may be another. It's hard to tell. So the Abdul Mum is willing to entertain the possibility of sometimes Chalipin being almost like a Shavias. But we could disagree with the other group in that Nakuda. We could say that, you know what? Chalipin is never Shabbos. Never, ever, ever Shabbos. not chalipin A, not chalipin B. Chalipin is nefesh. Chalipin is this pure symbolic legal mechanism, whereas kesef is shavius, and ultimately that may be the engine that's driving taisus and esrog. It may be the engine driving a bit of that. Why is it that chalipin is lamitam kesef? Because they're so radically different from one another. One is shavius piron, and the other is symbolic gesture, ma'asekin v'yalma, and therefore chalipin is lav mitam kesef. If that's the case, do we have a whole new way of reading Kedushin of Gimel and Aleph now, within the eyes of Rabbeinu Tam? But Rabbeinu Tam, you know, we only have a snips of Rabbeinu Tam. That's why we even have a different version. The Sefer Yosha had a different version of Rabbeinu Tam. But even the way Taisus presents it, the snips of Rabbeinu Tam were, when Rabbeinu Tam said Shir, so he said, the Havamina of the Gemara was, the Chalipin is Mitam Kesef, Kamashma, it's not Mitam Kesef. But we don't know what went into that Havam. We don't know what went into that Maskana. We don't know what was behind the scenes of Rabbeinu Tam. May Kar make us over the Soif make us over. Why did the Gemara think originally that the two are identical and then the Gemara concluded that they're not? What do you think changed from the Havam into the Maskana? What could have possibly changed, Rabbi Yisai? Could it be that the same way the Sma'an Data sitting in Poland in the 1600s are fighting out what Kinyan Kesef is? That's exactly what the Amoraim and Bavel 1300 years earlier were fighting out also? Was that goof for the Mekar Makasov Sukkah? Was that goof for the Havamina and the Maskana? When the Gemara said, let's be Makadash and Yishuv and Chalipin, Ve'imahochinami, let it work. So what did Rabbeinu Tam say? What does that mean? Let it work? What does it mean, let it work? What does that mean? Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. Why is that? Let's add on. Why is Chalipin Mitam Kesef? Because maybe Kesef is what? Maybe it's also symbolic. Maybe who's right? Maybe Taz is right. Maybe that was good. Maybe the Taz is right. What's the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Mitam Kesef. Proof that it's not Mitam Kesef, not the reason, but the proof that it's not Mitam Kesef is Chalipin works less than a Sheva Pruta. Therefore, it can't be Mitam Kesef. If it can't be Mitam Kesef, why is it not Mitam Kesef? Because maybe, not that Chalipin changed between the Havamin and the Maskana. What changed? Kesef changed. We misunderstood what Kesef was. We thought Kesef was X, Y, and Z. Turns out it's A, B, and C. So it could be that the Shachan tied the Gemara, we're learning the wrong sugya, as usual. This is not a Chalipin sugya, this is a Kesef sugya. What's really changing from one line of the Gemara to the next is our understanding or lack thereof of Kinyan Kesef. We thought the Taz was right, and therefore we were willing to accept the possibility of Chalipin Kesef. Kamash Balon, we can't accept that because the Sma is ultimately right, and therefore the two are too far apart from one another. A can't be B. A can't equal B if A and B are in different planes. So that's one approach to what the pivotal issue of Chalipin Mitam Kesef or not. It may be more of a Kesef Sugya than a Chalipin Sugya. That's one possibility. Or maybe no. Maybe we're going mamish down the wrong road. Maybe Havamin and Maskana, Chalipin Mitam Kesef, not Mitam Kesef, don't learn the Kesef part of the equation. Kesef, we know what Kesef is. Whatever it is, it is. That's not changing for anything. The pivotal point, Chalipin part, so we have to understand. So what's pivotal about Chalipin? What could or could not change about Chalipin that can make us believe that it is Kesef or not Kesef? So according to the first beer in the Havamin, in the Maskana, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's ultimately the pivotal point, the point that the Gemara is not quite sure about is what the nature of Kesef is. But now we have to give equal time to, maybe Kesef we know, Kesef is the standard. We have to figure out what Chalipin is or is not. We have to have multiple ways of understanding Chalipin. We don't know yet what those multiple ways are. Hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to understand what the Havamina Maskana was, assuming that the pivotal part of the sugya is the Chalipin, not so much the Kesef. Okay, stop here.